July 1, 1905. An Earnest Appeal. Ellen G. White. I have been in the South for 5 weeks, going from place to place, viewing the work, and seeing the needs of the field. We are making special efforts to help forward the work among the colored people. Schools should be opened in many places in which colored people can be educated to work for their own race. Mission schools must be opened, in which old and young may be taught. Treatment rooms and small sanitariums must be established, for the people must be taught how to live healthfully. There is much suffering amongst them. I present to you this portion of the Master's Vineyard, which has been neglected, but which must be worked. I make an earnest appeal to all who love the Lord Jesus to do all they can to help at this important time. The Lord instructed me that much could be accomplished by placing self-denial boxes in the homes of our people. I acted upon the light given. I am glad to learn that the love of Christ has moved many hearts, and that so large a number have responded. My heart says, "Thank God for the good results that have been seen." The money sent in from these self-denial boxes helps in the accomplishment of the great and good work that we desire to see done. Many should become interested in the work of placing these boxes in homes. Ask old and young to aid the work for the colored people by placing these boxes in every home possible. A blessing will surely follow the gifts of self-denial thus brought to the Master. Tell the little ones about the work that is being done for the colored children who have been so greatly neglected. Tell them that the money they put into the self-denial boxes is used in giving colored children some of the blessings white children are so abundantly provided with. Schools are started in which the colored children are told of the love of Jesus. Invite those not of our faith to do all they can for the advancement of this work. The Lord has placed the responsibility upon them. He expects them to act their part. As they have received, so they are to impart. Nashville, Tennessee, July 6, 1904.